time on a Wednesday.
When we have our weekly feature, Men's Wednesday. Our topic today is, prostate cancer awareness month.
No, prostate cancer is cancer of the prostate gland. It ranks as the commonest cancer in the island and also the Caribbean, yes, and is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths among adult Jamaican men. All men are at risk of developing prostate cancer, but the risk increases as the man gets older. Prostate cancer is a major burden in Jamaica. It is estimated there were 1,561 new cases of prostate cancer in Jamaica in 2020.
The color used to represent prostate cancer is light blue. This month, the month of September, wear your light blue in reverence not just for those who you have lost, but also in solidarity with those who are brave enough to fight a good fight.
Joining us today to shed light, some light on prostate cancer, is Dr. Adrian Rudd, consultant urologist, Mount St. John's Medical Center, St. John's Antigua, as well as the MD Link. Listeners, you can call or text in to tell us about your experience with prostate cancer. To participate, you can call or WhatsApp 876-392-6217. That's 876-392-6217. Dr. Rudd, welcome to Hello Jamaica and Sun City, sir. How are you?
Hello, I am fine. Thanks for having me here.
Yes.
It is indeed an honor to have you here.
Yes, Dr. Rudd, you sound Jamaican. We were wondering if you were Antiguan or... But you're Jamaican, yeah?
Well, I was born in Antigua. I lived in Jamaica for the past 15 years. I did all of my training and work in Jamaica, and I've recently returned to Antigua.
Okay.
So I'm very much involved in both islands.
All right, so you're back home, or the second or your first home?
Yes, indeed, whichever way you want it.
All right, so for the benefit of our listeners, could you tell us what is prostate cancer?
Okay, so the prostate is a gland which only male men have, which sits in the pelvis, just below the bladder, just behind the pubic bone, and just in front of the anus and rectum. This gland is very important for sexual function, to liquefy semen when men have sex. Now, a cancer is a group of cells that choose to not obey the commands to stop growing. So essentially, it's a group of cells that just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and spreading. So that's essentially what prostate cancer is, a group of cells which grow and grow and grow and spread, coming from the prostate.
And
that's what we have as prostate cancer.
Sir, but what makes it grow? Just grow, so or you have to eat something and it grows?
Well, that is it. So if you knew the answer for that, you'd be very rich.
That is so true.
So all cells and all humans have to grow, correct? We all start as a baby and then we grow to our normal size. And there's a close balance between cells which are growing and cells which stop growing and cells which die, and then you have a balance between both. However, in cancers, the cells fail to stop growing and they just keep on growing and growing. It has a lot to do with genes. It's a very complex matter, and it's dependent on genes following signals based on your DNA.
You have 1 minute remaining on this call.
Doctor, are there different types of prostate cancer?
Yeah, so when you say types, at a very complex level, yes, there are different types. And by types, you can talk about what the tissue looks like. But in terms of, for the layperson, we can say there are early types of prostate cancer and there are late types of prostate cancer.
Okay, doctor... the main cause, if we might get cut off, but just listen out for us, we'll call you back.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're getting a lot of static in the background.
Okay, all right. Okay. So we'll call you back in just a minute.
Sure, no problem.
All right, so we're talking to Dr. Adrian Rudd. He's a consultant urologist.
Yes. You know, because it is so popular in Jamaica, yeah, among Jamaican men, I assume that it was too much sex.
I wouldn't call it popular. It's common.
Then the same thing popular?
No, Mama B.
So that I thought that it was on a man to on a galis.
No. Was it's termed as popular. It's termed as common because nobody wants to have a sickness.
Whether you want to have it or not, it is popular in
common.
Jamaica.
Popular means something different. It's common.
No, man. Popular means say, enough, fight. Enough.
All right, so the thing is that it is the most common in all of the Caribbean countries, you know. It's the number one cause of death among Caribbean men, especially Jamaican men as well. And this is something that people need to pay attention to. The biggest problem we have, which is one of the things I want to discuss with the doctor, is the fact that a lot of times it could be detected early, and early detection means possible prevention of it getting worse to a certain stage if it is treated at the early stage. You know, it's like you have a sore toe, and you know, pay it no mind, and it pick up all different kinds of infection, and next thing you know, you have to chop off the toe, and if you don't pay attention to the toe, you have to go chop off the foot.
Yeah, but not many people gonna want to detect it from early. I mean, that's the last thing they want to do.
No.
So it's only when it really gets bad now, then they want to.
Look, it's not that you want to detect it from early. You want to treat it from early. For example, if you have like a particular sickness or a flu or a fever or a flu, whether you take the conventional methods of treating it, you might take home remedies. But the thing is that you want to treat it as soon as you detect it.
Yeah, but it's the detection that is the problem, you know, Senator C.
The detection, sometimes you have signs. You have early signs, and the doctor is going to tell us about that. Yes, you have signs. Yes, you have an early sign of everything, you know. Yes. Hello, doctor, are you back with us?
I'm right back with you, and I like how you seamlessly continue the conversation and are talking about the early signs and detection, because that's where I would like to focus as well. No, the problem with prostate cancer is early prostate cancer, you feel absolutely nothing. And that's the point we'd like to drive home to the men. Early on, when you have early cancer, you feel nothing. There's no sign. So we really, really, really want the men to come out and get checked early.
Yes.
Make it a part of your annual physical.
Once early, I tell
all of my patients. So as long as you're black or have a family history of prostate cancer, we say age 40.
40.
So I tell my patients,
40.
If you have if you're average risk, meaning you're not black or you have no family history, we can start at 50. But for Jamaica, for the Caribbean, we are high risk, we start at 40.
I wonder what causes us to be high risk.
So it has to do with our genes, as I was alluding to earlier on. No, it is thought that black men, so prostate cancer is a testosterone-dependent cancer. It is thought that black men seem to have higher levels of testosterone or higher sensing of testosterone.
Yeah.
So you think for a moment, all the sporting activities in the world, when you think of track and field, football, the NFL, the NBA, most of the successful athletes are black.
Yes.
They tend to be black. You understand? And we generally believe that has to do with our genes, which make us a bit fitter, a bit stronger, have larger penises and that sort of thing. But as a result, it's a double-edged sword, which increases our risk of prostate cancer.
You were saying that you normally tell your patients something. Is it about early detection?
So I recommend to all, I see not only older men, but younger men. Once a year, around your birthday, see your doctor. Get a general checkup. That general checkup should include your blood pressure, for diabetes, for cholesterol, and obviously PSA, once you're 40 and above. And if you remind yourself that once a year to do that, you'll be well on your way to staying healthy, picking up things very early, particularly in a curative time. Because prostate cancer in 2021 can be cured. It's not about It's not about getting it late. It's about picking it up early and having options which include cure.
All right, doctor, the time is now 10:15 a.m. It's Wednesday, the 8th of September, 2021. You're listening to Hello Jamaica on Sun City 104.9 FM. We're speaking to Dr. Adrian Rudd. He is a consultant urologist, and he right now works out of Mount St. John's Medical Center, St. John's, Antigua. There are several things. We have a few questions here, but because of time, we're going to jump into some of the more serious meat of the matter, which is...
Go right ahead.
Which is the test. Let us start with the symptoms of prostate cancer. What are some of the signs that men can look out for to know that something may be wrong?
So once again, most men will have nothing. I want to drive home that point. When men start having symptoms, it is generally late. These symptoms may include difficulty passing urine,
mm-hmm.
going to the bathroom more often than normal, seeing blood in your urine, seeing blood in your semen when you have sex. You can have back pain, chronic back pain, and in advanced stages, you may have paralysis, having weakness of the limbs if the cancer gets that advanced. Once these men come with any of these, chances are it is too late. And that's why we want to drive home early detection.
Who is most likely to get prostate cancer? As you explained, it says most prevalent in black men, but what age group does it normally start?
So it's generally thought to be a disease of older men, middle age to older men. So as you go up in the age, 50 is more likely than 40, 60 is more likely than 50, 70, 80 is the highest risk. So with age, with family history, and being black, obviously increases your risk.
All right, here is the $700 million question that for me, is the root of all the evil, especially in Jamaica. How is a man tested?
Biopsy, okay? And that is the critical thing. A biopsy is a minor procedure where we use some very fine needles to pinch off bits of the prostate and send it to the lab, and they look at it under the microscope. That will tell us if there is cancer, what type of cancer, and how bad the cancer is. Before you get to that biopsy procedure, we usually do the finger examination, that digital rectal examination, and that blood test, the PSA. Now, it's very important after those two tests, the PSA and the digital rectal examination, do not diagnose cancer, but they are the first step in suggesting that you may have cancer.
So, Dr. Rudd, which of the finger is used for the testing?
What?
I just want to know, is it the thumb, the middle finger, the what?
The index finger. The index finger is generally the most sensitive.
Okay.
And it's a test that literally takes about 5 seconds. This comes up a lot, that men are afraid of it, don't want it, but literally 5 seconds can save your life. For a lot of men.
Okay, so it is absolutely important that finger exam is done?
Yes, definitely, because there are some men that will have a normal PSA blood test and have an abnormal prostate examination. The two together are better than any one.
Mm-hmm.
So most men, once you have that frank discussion and let them know, they are very open to doing it. What I also find in my practice is a lot of men... You know, it makes nice for conversation in the bar to say you'll never do the examination. But most men, behind closed doors, they will.
Dr. Rudd, ultrasound, they do use to look into the woman's stomach when she's pregnant or whatever. Can it be used for the man to turn on his back and then use the ultrasound to see? Because you said it's below the, wherever it is located. The ultrasound can't pick it up. Why do they have to use the finger?
That's a very good question. So, first of all, the ultrasound machine that the woman use on the tummy, on the abdomen, is not sensitive enough to see the prostate. We actually do use an ultrasound, and we put it through the bottom, the same place where the finger goes.
Oh.
And that helps us to see the prostate, and that is useful in determining if the prostate is abnormal.
Well, Doctor, we have a question from one of our listeners here. He says, Senator Sia, a virgin of mine just text me and asks me to ask you all if there's any other way to go check your prostate apart from the finger part.
That's what I was asking about, the ultrasound.
Well, no, right.
But, well, that is a very good question. That's a very good question. So nowadays, we are moving towards doing the MRI test. So the MRI is a test where you lay down in a machine and they scan the whole tummy and the prostate, and that can suggest abnormalities such as prostate cancer. An MRI is a cost. An MRI costs a lot more money.
Exactly.
And it takes about half an hour to an hour, whereas the finger test takes 5 seconds and it's free.
And I'm very happy you mentioned that. No, yes, there is. So to answer the
puppy tail,
right. As the goodly doctor said, the thing is that an MRI is very expensive. And a lot of men who would want to do the test don't have the money to do an MRI. But the thing is that the finger test is more psychological than anything else. But you'll find that this is the more dominant. You'll find that some men will probably do everything to find the money to do an MRI as opposed to doing the finger test. Isn't this a psychological issue coming from our cultural background?
Definitely. But as I said, it sounds good in public when the guys are out and talking about never will they have that examination. Mm. But the reality is most men are getting smarter. Most men are understanding. Mm. Most men know that when they're in the privacy of their healthcare providers and have a frank discussion about cancer and saving their lives and being around to see their kids. And
But you know, Dr. Rod, I'm thinking it's not just, it's who has the finger then. Maybe if it was a female, they wouldn't mind the female. It's just the thought of a man using his finger.
No, Mama B, is the thought of something.
If it's a female, they won't mind. No,
Mama B.
What?
Let me tell you something. From a man's perspective, the problem is men have a problem with the anus. Nothing must go there. They don't matter whether it's woman or it doesn't matter. That is just a what you call a danger zone and no-go zone.
I don't believe that at all.
And I can tell you, most men, if you talk to any man, it doesn't matter. A man will not allow a woman to do that to him.
You don't know that, Senator C.
Mama B, you know otherwise?
No, I'm just saying, coming from a woman, it would be better.
All right, we lost the doctor, but let us continue with the screening for the test, right? The thing is that we would like to ask the doctor when he comes back, what pattern does the prostate cancer follow once it starts to spread? Oh, no, we lost him. Doctor, you're not there. Right, we lost him.
Right here. So we're talking about the stage and the treatments?
Yes. Can you live a normal life with prostate cancer?
Yes, you definitely can. And that is the whole reason why I do what I do, why the urologists do what they do. If we pick prostate cancer up early and cure it, the goal is to live a normal life, keep on working, keep on exercising, keep on doing the things that you love to do. Now, early prostate cancer is very curable. There are some effects associated with the treatment chosen, whether the option is surgery or radiation, but it is very curable and you can live a normal life.
What about the stage where you actually have not been, you have not reached the cancer part yet, but you're showing symptoms and signs like the frequent urination and they give you medication to treat it? Can that prevent you from actually going into the cancer stage?
So not really. So that is a complex question. So what tends to happen is the tricky thing with prostate cancer is frequent urination, blood in the urine, and these other symptoms don't necessarily have to be prostate cancer. And that's what makes it more complicated.
Oh.
There are other things like infections, there are stones, and these kind of things which give men these problems. So your urologist is very helpful in determining, is this cancer or is this not cancer? A lot of the times it is not cancer, but some of the times it is.
That is a large part of our...
What is the terminology for that before it reaches prostate cancer? You have any issues with the prostate? What's the terminology they call that?
So the common terminology is what we call BPH.
Yes.
Benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of men walking around having difficulties with passing urine, waking up lots at night. And a lot of men are on medications like Tamsulosin and
yes.
Flomax.
Yeah.
Like most men will be on that once they get up in age.
Yeah.
But that does not necessarily mean cancer.
Yes. One of
and that is why the thing... Go ahead.
No, finish, doctor. Hold on, finish. That's the important point.
So I think, and that is why it is important to get that PSA done and that finger examination done, because that helps to distinguish between the two.
No, I was saying that one of our sons, Dennis, is asking, can they take samples
yeah.
from you? I guess your...
Penis?
No, your dookie. I don't know what dookie is. Does it mean what you pass out to figure out if you have prostate cancer?
I guess you're talking about stool. No, at
yes,
the moment,
stool,
there are no
stool
tests. Yeah, at the moment, there are no stool tests for prostate cancer. It's a blood test at the moment. A blood test is what we use.
All right.
Oh.
Doctor, can prostate cancer
yep.
be prevented?
So, at the moment, we have to say no. There's nothing that we can say absolutely prevents you from getting prostate cancer. A lot of studies going on in terms of lowering your risk, and there a lot is going on about diet and exercise and healthy eating. It is suggested that less red meats, more fruits and vegetables, avoiding obesity, and these to an extent smoking may reduce your risk of prostate cancer, but it's not an absolute at the moment.
What about less sex?
That always comes up. So less sex or more sex does not have anything to do with prostate cancer, unfortunately or fortunately.
Well,
depending on what side of the fence you stand on.
Well, doctor, I see a text message here saying, my doctor is Vietnamese, and whenever he checks my prostate, he always says, I am Vietnamese, I have small fingers. That is supposed to make it easier.
Okay. Well, I guess you'd be happy that he has small fingers.
Yeah.
However, but generally, what we do when we feel the prostate, we feel the size. So it doesn't matter the size of the doctor's fingers. It matters the size of the prostate that we are feeling. And does it feel hard? Does it feel like a rock? Does it feel like there are nodules? Do we feel lumps? And that's what we're trying to find.
How can a man keep his prostate healthy?
So prostate health, the general things, good diets. Low in red meats, high in fruits, vegetables, and fiber, good exercise, good diet. There are lots of supplements out which tend to suggest they improve the prostate. There are things like saw palmetto and a few other supplements on the market.
Mm-hmm.
These things generally promote prostate health, but they are not medicines. So they do not harm, but we don't have much evidence to say they help. But if you feel like taking these things, go ahead. They will not make you any worse.
I see. Someone says, can you go to any doctor to get your prostate checked?
Yes, you can. Any doctor can check your prostate and do a blood test. Generally, that's the role of your general doctors. But urologists are happy to do that. If there's any debate, any question, any abnormality on the blood test or the examination, we strongly encourage the doctors to then refer to your urologist. There are many excellent urologists in Jamaica, from East Coast to West Coast. So we're all very happy to see any patient with an abnormal PSA, a normal PSA, or to have that discussion.
Well, we're actually out of time, but someone, Sudani said, good morning, not sure if he mentioned it, but is it true that the prostate cancer medication, that there is medication that can cause impotence?
Yes. Yes, indeed. So if we are going to cure prostate cancer, either with surgery or radiation, the treatments do affect the nerves, which can affect your erectile function. When you have advanced cancer and we give you medications to cut the testosterone, it does.
You have for men who don't like going to the doctor, especially to do that finger exam, and are somewhat afraid to do it.
Well, if men don't want to physically go to the doctor, in 2021, we do have the ability to see doctors remotely. We do have telemedicine where you can have a consultation. There are certain platforms like MDLink where you can see your doctor. You can have an open discussion without physically going there. And if needs be, we can order blood tests without you getting to the doctor having that discussion. But I think in this day and age, the information is there. There's no excuse to not be able to have a frank discussion with your doctor.
I can remember.
All right, doctor. Listeners, we want you to know that you can tune in next week, September 15th, for Women's Wednesday, and it will be all about women's health. Dr. Adrian Vermuch.
Thank you.